There be some sports are painful, and their labour delight in them sets off. Some kinds of baseness are nobly undergone, and most poor matters point to rich ends. This, my mean task, would be as heavy to me as odious, but the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead, and makes my labour's pleasures. Oh, she is 10 times more gentle than her father's crabbed, and he's composed of harshness. I must remove some thousands of these logs and pile them up upon a sore injunction. My sweet mistress weeps when she sees me work, and says such baseness had never like executor. I forget, but these sweet thoughts do even refresh my labours most busy, least when I do it.
Alas, now pray you work not so hard. I would the lightning had burnt up those logs that you are enjoined to pile. Pray set it down and rest you. When this burns, 'twill weep for having wearied you. My father is hard at study. Pray now rest yourself. He's safe for these 3 hours.
Oh, most dear mistress, the sun will set before I shall discharge what I must strive to do.
If you'll sit down, I'll bear your logs the while. Pray, give me that. I'll carry it to the pile.
No, precious creature, I'd rather crack my sinews, break my back, than you should such dishonour undergo while I sit lazy by.
It would become me as well as it does you, and I should do it with much more ease, for my good will is to it, and yours it is against.
Poor worm, thou art infected. This visitation shows it.
You look wearily.
No, noble mistress. 'Tis fresh morning with me when you are by at night. I do beseech you, chiefly that I might set it in my prayers. What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father, I have broke your hest to say so.
Admired Miranda. Indeed, the top of admiration. Worth what's dearest to the world. Full many a lady I have eyed with best regard, and many a time the harmony of their tongues hath into bondage brought my too diligent ear. For several virtues have I liked several women, never any so full soul, but some defect in her did quarrel with the noblest grace she owed, and put it to the foil. But you, oh, you, so perfect and so peerless, are created of every creature's best.
I do not know one of my sex, no woman's face remember, save from my glass mine own, nor have I seen more that I may call men than you, good friend, and my dear father. How features are abroad I am skillless of, but by my modesty, the jewel in my dower, I would not wish any companion in the world but you, nor can imagination form a shape besides yourself to like of. Oh, but I prattle something too wildly, and my father's precepts I dare and do forget.
I am in my condition a prince, Miranda. I do think a king. I would not so, and would no more endure this wooden slavery than to suffer the flesh fly blow my mouth. Hear my soul speak. The very instant that I saw you did my heart fly to your service. There resides to make me slave to it, and for your sake am I this patient logman.
Do you love me?
Oh, heaven! Oh, earth! Bear witness to this sound, and crown what I profess with kind event, if I speak true, if hollowly invert what best is boded me to mischief. I, beyond all limit of what else in the world, do love, prize, honour you.
Oh, I am a fool to weep at what I'm glad of.
Fair encounter of 2 most rare affections. Heavens rain grace on that which breeds between them.
Wherefore weep you?
At mine unworthiness, that dare not offer what I desired to give, and much less take what I shall die to want. But this is trifling, and all the more it seeks to hide itself, the bigger bulk it shows. Hence, bashful cunning, and prompt me plain and holy innocence. I am your wife, if you will marry me. If not, I'll die your maid. To be your fellow you may deny me, but I'll be your servant whether you will or no.
My mistress, dearest, and I thus humble ever.
My husband, then?
Aye, with a heart as willing as bondage heir of freedom, here's my hand.
And mine, with my heart in't. And now farewell, till half an hour hence.
1,000,000.
So glad of this as they, I cannot be, who are surprised with all, but my rejoicing at nothing can be more. I'll to my book, for yet, ere supper time, must I perform much business appertaining.
Tell not me, when the butt is out, we will drink water, not a drop before. Therefore, bear up and boredom. Servant monster, drink to me.
Servant monster, the folly of this island. They say that there are five upon this isle. We are three of them. If the other two be brained like us, the state totters.
Drink, servant monster, when I bid thee. Thy eyes are almost set in thy head.
Where should they be set else? He were a brave monster indeed, if they were set in his tail.
My man, monster, hath drowned his tongue in sack. For my part, the sea cannot drown me. I swam, ere I could recover the shore, 35 leagues, off and on. By this light, thou shalt be my lieutenant, monster, or my standard.
Oh, your lieutenant, if you list. He's no standard.
We'll not run, monsieur monster.
Nor go neither, but you'll lie like dogs, and yet say nothing neither.
Mooncalf, speak once in thy life, if thou be'st a good mooncalf.
How does thy honour? Let me lick thy shoe. I'll not serve him. He is not valiant.
Thou liest, most ignorant monster. I am in case to jostle a constable. Why, thou deboshed fish, thou, was there ever a man a coward that had drunk so much sack as I today? Wilt thou tell a monstrous lie, being but half a fish and half a monster?
Oh, how he mocks me. Wilt thou let him, my lord?
Lord, quoth he, that a monster should be such a natural.
Lo, again, bite him to death, I prithee.
Trinculo, keep a good tongue in your head. If you prove a mutineer, the next tree. The poor monster's my subject, and he shall not suffer indignity.
I thank my noble lord. Wilt thou be pleased to hearken once again to the suit I made to thee?
Marry will I. Kneel, and repeat it. I will stand, and so shall Trinculo.
As I told thee before, I am subject to a tyrant, a sorcerer, that by his cunning hath cheated me of the island.
Thou liest!
Thou liest, thou jesting monkey, thou! I would my valiant master would destroy thee. I do not lie.
Trinculo, if you trouble him any more in his tale, by this hand I will supplant some of your teeth.
Why, I said nothing.
Mum, then, and no more. Proceed.
I say by sorcery he got this isle. From me he got it. If thy greatness will revenge it on him, for I know thou darest... But this thing dare not.
That's most certain.
Thou shalt be lord of it, and I'll serve thee.
How shall this be compassed? Canst thou bring me to the party?
Yea, my lord. I'll yield him thee asleep, where thou mayst knock a nail into his head.
Thou liest, thou canst not.
What a pied nin is this? Thou scurvy patch.
What?
I do beseech thy greatness. Give him blows, and take his bottle from him. When that's gone, he shall drink naught but brine, for I'll not show him where the quick freshes are.
Trinculo, run into no further danger. Interrupt the monster one word further, and by this hand I'll turn my mercy out of doors and make a stockfish of thee.
Why, what did I? I did nothing. I'll go further off.
Didst thou not say he lied?
Thou liest.
Do I so? Take thou that!
Ow!
As you like this, give me the lie another time.
I did not give the lie. Out of your wits and hearing too. A poxy, a bottle. Oh, this can sack and drinking do. A murrain on your monster. And the devil take your fingers.
Now, forward with your tale. Prithee, stand further off.
Beat him enough. After a little time, I'll beat him too.
Stand farther. Come, proceed.
Why, as I told thee, 'tis a custom with him in the afternoon to sleep. There thou mayst brain him, having first seized his books, or with a log batter his skull, or punch him with a stake, or cut his wezand with thy knife. Remember first to possess his books. For without them he's but a sot, as I am, nor hath not one spirit to command. They all do hate him as rootedly as I. Burn but his books. He has brave utensils, for so he calls them, which when he has a house he'll deck with all. And that most deeply to consider is the beauty of his daughter. He himself calls her a nonpareil. I never saw a woman, but only Sycorax, my dam, and she... But she as far surpasseth Sycorax as greatest does least.
Is it so brave, alas?
Aye, lord. She will become thy bed, I warrant, and bring thee forth brave brood.
Monster, I will kill this man. His daughter and I will be king and queen, save our graces, and Trinculo and thyself shall be viceroys. Dost thou like the plot, Trinculo?
Excellent.
Give me thy hand. I am sorry I beat thee, but while thou livest, keep a good tongue in thy head.
Within this half hour will he be asleep. Wilt thou destroy him then?
Aye, on mine honor.
This will I tell my master.
Thou makest me merry. I am full of pleasure. Let us be jocund. Will you throw the catch you taught me but well here?
At thy request, monster, I will to reason any reason. Come on, Trinculo, let's sing. Flout'em and scout'em and scout'em and flout'em 43. Flout'em and scout'em and scout'em and flout'em 43. Flout'em and scout'em and scout'em.
That's not the tune.
What is this same?
This is the tune of our catch, played by the picture of nobody.
If thou beest a man, show thyself in thy likeness. If thou beest a devil, take as thou list.
Oh, forgive me my sin.
He that dies pays all debts. I defy thee. Mercy upon us.
Art thou afeard?
No, monster, not I.
Be not afeard. The isle is full of noises. Sounds and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometimes voices, that if I then had waked after long sleep will make me sleep again. And then, in dreaming, the clouds methought would open and show riches ready to drop upon me. But when I waked, I cried to dream again.
This will prove a brave kingdom to me, where I shall have my music for nothing.
When Prospero is destroyed.
That shall be by and by. I remember the story.
The sound is going away. Let's follow it, and after do our work.
Lead, monster, we'll follow. I would I could see this taborer he lays it on.
will come. I'll follow Stefano.
I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache. Here's a maze, trod indeed through forthrights and meanders. By your patience, I needs must rest me.
Oh, Lord, I cannot blame thee, who am myself attached with weariness to the dulling of my spirits. Sit down and rest. Oh. Even here will I put off my hope and keep it no longer for my flatterer. He is drowned whom thus we stray to find, and the sea mocks our frustrate search on land. Well, let him go.
I am right glad that he's so out of hope. Do not for one repulse forego the purpose that you resolve to effect.
The next advantage we will take thoroughly.
Let it be tonight. For now they are oppressed with travail. They will not nor cannot use such vigilance as when they're fresh.
I say tonight, no more.
What harmony is this? My good friends, hark!
Marvelous, sweet music.
Give us, kind keepers, heavens! What are these?
A living drollery. Now I will believe that there are unicorns. That in Arabia there is one tree, the phoenix throne. One phoenix at this hour reigning there.
I'll believe both. And what does else want credit? Come to me and I'll be sworn 'tis true. Travellers ne'er did lie, though fools at home condemn them.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me? If I should say I saw such islanders, for certes, these are people of the island, who, though they are of monstrous shape, yet note their manners are more gentle kind than of our human generation you shall find many, nay, almost any.
Honest, Lord. Thou hast said well. For some of you there present are worse than devils.
I cannot too much muse. Such shape, such gesture, and such sound expressing, although they want the use of tongue, a kind, excellent, dumb discourse.
Prayers and departing.
They vanished, strangely.
No matter, since they have left their viands behind, for we have stomachs. Will please you taste of what is here?
Not I.
Faith, sir, you need not fear. When we were boys, who would believe that there were mountaineers dewlapped like bulls whose throats had hanging at them wallets of flesh, or that there were such men whose heads stood in their breasts, which now we find each putter out of five for one will bring us good warrant of?
I will stand too and feed, although my last. No matter, since I feel the best is past. Brother, my lord the Duke, stand to and do as we.
You are three men of sin, whom destiny, that hath to instrument this lower world and what is in't, but never suffered it see, hath cause to belch up you. And on this island where man doth not inhabit, you must men be most unfit to live. I have made you mad. And even with such like valor, men hang and drown their proper selves.
You fools. I and my fellows are ministers of fate. The elements, of whom your swords are tempered, may as well wound the loud winds, or with bemocked stabs kill the still closing waters, as diminish one dow that's in my plume. My fellow ministers are like invulnerable. if you could hurt. Your swords are now too massy for your strengths and will not be uplifted. But remember, for that's my business to you, that you free from Milan did supplant good Prospero, exposed unto the sea which hath requited him and his innocent child, for which foul deed the powers, delaying, not forgetting, have incensed the seas and shores, yea, all the creatures against your peace. Thee, of thy son, Alonso, they have bereft, and do pronounce by me lingering perdition, worse than any death can be at once, shall step by step attend you and your ways, whose wraths to guard you from, which here in this most desolate isle else falls upon your heads, is nothing but hard sorrow and a clear life ensuing.
Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel, a grace it had devouring. Of my instruction hast thou nothing bated in what thou hadst to say. So with good life and observation strange, my meaner ministers their several kinds have done. My high charms work, and these mine enemies are all knit up in their distractions. They now are in my power, and in these fits I leave them, while I visit young Ferdinand, whom they suppose is drowned, and his and mine loved darling.
In the name of something holy, sir, why stand you in this strange stare?
Oh, it is monstrous, monstrous! Methought the billows spoke and told me of it. The winds did sing it to me, and the thunder, that deep and dreadful organ pipe, pronounced the name of Prosper. It did base my trespass. Therefore my son near the ooze is bedded, and I'll seek him deeper than e'er plummet sounded, and with him there lie muddied.
But one fiend at a time, I'll fight their legions all.
I'll be thy second.
All three of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison given to work a great time after, now begins to bite the spirits.
I do beseech you, that are of suppler joints, follow them swiftly, and hinder them from what this ecstasy may now provoke them to.
Follow, I pray you.
If I have too austerely punished you, your compensation makes amends, for I have given you here a third of mine own life, or that for which I live, who once again I tender to thy hand. All thy vexations were but my trials of thy love, and thou hast strangely stood the test. Here, before heaven, I ratify this my rich gift. Oh, Ferdinand, do not smile at me that I boast her of, for thou shalt find she will outstrip all praise and make it halt behind her.
I do believe it against an oracle.
There, as my gift and thine own acquisition worthily purchased, take my daughter. But if thou dost break her virgin not before all sanctimonious ceremonies may with full and holy rite be ministered, no sweet aspersion shall the heavens let fall to make this contract grow, but barren hate, sour-eyed disdain, and discord shall bestrew the union of your bed with weeds so loathly that you shall hate it both. Therefore, take heed, as Hymen's lamps shall light you.
As I hope for quiet days, fair issue, and long life with such love as 'tis now, murkiest den, the most opportune place, the strongest suggestion our worser genius can, shall never melt mine honour into lust, to take away the edge of that day's celebration, when I shall think or Phoebus steeds have founded or night kept chained below.
Fairly spoke. Sit then and talk with her. She is thine own. What, Ariel? My industrious servant, Ariel!
What would my potent master? Here I am.
Thou and thy meaner fellows your last service did worthily perform, and I must use you in such another trick. Go bring the rabble, or whom I give thee power, here, to this place. Incite them to quick motion, for I must bestow upon the eyes of this young couple some vanity of mine art. It is my promise, and they expect it from me.
Presently?
Ah, with a drink.
Before you can say come and go, and breathe twice and cry so-so, each one tripping on his toe, will be here with mop and mow. Do you love me, master? No?
Dearly, my delicate Ariel, do not approach if thou dost hear me call.
Well, I conceive.
Look, thou be true. Do not give dalliance too much the rein. The strongest oaths are straw to the fire of the blood. Be more abstemious, or else good night your vow.
I warrant you, sir, the white cold virgin snow upon my heart abates the ardor of my liver.
Well.
Now come, my Ariel. Bring a corollary rather than one to spit it. Appear and pertly.
No tongue. All eyes. Be silent.
Ceres, most bounteous lady, thy rich lees of wheat, rye, barley, vetches, oats, and peas, thy turfy mountains where live nibbling sheep, and flat meads thatched with stover, them to keep, thy banks with pioneered and twilled brims, which spongy April at thy hest betrims, to make cold nymphs chaste crowns, and thy broom groves, whose shadow the dismissive bachelor loves, being last lorn, thy pole-clipped vineyard, and thy sea marge, sterile and rocky hard, where thou thyself dost err, the queen of the sky, whose watery arch and messenger am I, bids thee leave these, and with her sovereign grace, here on this grass plot, in this very place, to come and sport. Her peacocks fly amain. Approach, rich Ceres, her to entertain.
Hail, many-colored messenger, that ne'er dost disobey the wife of Jupiter, who, with thy saffron wings, upon my flowers diffusest honey drops, refreshing showers, and with each end of thy blue bow dost crown my bosky acres and my unshrubbed down, rich scarf to my proud earth. Why hath thy queen summoned me hither to this short-grazed green?
A contract of true love to celebrate, and some donation freely to estate on the blessed lovers.
Tell me, heavenly bow, if Venus or her son, as thou dost know, do now attend the queen. Since they did plot the means that dusky dis my daughter got, her and her blind boy's scandaled company I have forsworn.
Of her society be not afraid. I met her deity cutting the clouds towards Paphos, and her son dove-drawn with her. Here thought they to have done some wanton charm upon this man and maid, whose vows are that no bed right shall be paid till Hymen's torch be lighted. But in vain, Mars's hot minion is returned again. Her waspish-headed son has broke his arrows, swears he will shoot no more, but play with sparrows, and be a boy right out. Highest queen of state, great Juno comes. I know her by her gait.
How does my bounteous sister? Go with me to bless this twain, that they may prosperous be, and honoured in their issue.
Honour, riches, marriage, blessing, long continuance and increasing. Hourly joys be still upon you. Juno sings her blessings on you. Earth's increase, poison
is a most majestic vision, and harmonious charmingly. May I be bold to think these spirits?
Spirits, which by mine art I have from their confines called to enact my present fancies.
Let me live here ever. So rare a wondered father and a wife make this place paradise.
Sweet lad, silence. Juno and Ceres whisper seriously. There's something else to do.
Hush!
And be mute, or else our spell is marred.
You nymphs called naiads of the windring brooks, with your sedged crowns and ever harmless looks, leave your crisp channels, and on this green land, answer your summons, Juno does command. Come, temperate nymphs, and help to celebrate a contract of true love. Be not too late. You sunburned sicklemen of August weary, come hither from the furrow and be merry. Make holiday. Your rye straw hats put on, and these fresh nymphs encounter every one in country footing.
Conspiracy of the beast Caliban and his confederates against my life. The minute of their plot is almost come.
Well done. Avoid! No more!
This is strange. Your father's in some passion that works him strongly.
Never till this day saw I him touched with anger so distempered.
You do look, my son, in a moved sort, as if you were dismayed. Be cheerful, sir. Our revels now are ended. These our actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits, and are melted into air, into thin air, and like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherits shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Sir, I am vexed. Bear with my weakness. My old brain is troubled. Be not disturbed with my infirmity. If you be pleased, retire into my cell, and there repose. A turn or two I'll walk to still my beating mind.
We wish you peace.
I thank thee.
Come with a sword, Ariel, come.
Thy thoughts I cleave to, what's thy pleasure?
Spirit, we must prepare to meet with Caliban.
I, my commander... When I presented Ceres, I thought to have told thee of it, but I feared lest I might anger thee.
Say again, where didst thou leave these varlets?
I told you, sir. They were red hot with drinking, so full of valor that they smote the air for breathing in their faces, beat the ground for kissing of their feet, yet always bending towards their project. Then I beat my tabor, at which... Like unbacked colts, they pricked their ears, advanced their eyelids, lifted up their noses as they smelt music. So I charmed their ears, that calf-like they my lowing followed, through toothed briars, sharp furzes, pricking gorse and thorns which entered their frail shins. At last I left them, in the filthy mantled pool beyond your cell, there dancing up to the chins that the foul lake o'er stung their feet.
This is well done, my bird. Thy shape invisible, retain thy stool. The trumpery in my house. Go, bring it hither for stale to catch these thieves.
I go.
A devil, a born devil, on whose nature nurture can never stick, on whom my pains... Humanely taken, all lost, quite lost. And as with age his body uglier grows, so his mind cankers. I will plague them all, even to roaring.
Come, hang that trumpery on this line.
Pray you tread softly, that the blind mole may not hear a footfall. We now are near his cell.
Monster, your fairy, which you say is a harmless fairy, has done little better than played the jack with us.
Monster,
I do smell all horse piss, at which my nose is in great indignation.
So is mine. Do you hear, monster? If I shall take a displeasure against you, look you.
Thou wert but a lost monster.
Good, my lord. Give me thy favour still. Be patient, for the prize I'll bring thee to shall hoodwink this mischance. Therefore, speak softly. All's hushed as midnight yet.
Aye, but to lose our bottles in the pool...
Shh!
There is not only disgrace and dishonour in that, monster, but an infinite loss.
That's more to me than my wetting. Yet this is your harmless fairy, monster.
I will fetch off my bottle, though I be o'er ears for my labour.
Prithee, my king, be quiet. Seest thou here? This is the mouth of the cell. No noise, and enter. Do that good mischief which may make this island thine own for ever. And I, thy Caliban, for I thy foot licker.
Give me thy hand. I do begin to have bloody thoughts.
Oh, King Stefano! Oh, peer! Oh, worthy Stefano! Look what a wardrobe here is for thee!
Let it alone, thou fool! It is but trash!
Oh, ho, monster! We know what belongs to a frippery! Oh, King Stefano!
Put off that gown, Trinculo. By this hand, I'll have that gown.
Thy grace shall have it.
The dropsy drowned this fool. What do you mean to dote thus on such luggage? Let it alone. And do the murder fast. If he awake, from toe to crown, he'll fill our skins with pinches. Make us strange stuff.
Be you quiet, monster. Mistress Lyne. Is not this my jerkin? Now is the jerkin under the line. Now, jerkin, you are like to lose your hair and prove a bald jerkin.
Do. We steal by line and level, and like your grace.
I thank thee for that jest. Here's a garment for it. Wit shall not go unrewarded while I am king of this country. Steal by line and level is an excellent pass of pate. There's another garment for it.
Monster, come, put some lime upon your fingers and away with the rest.
I will have none on't. We shall lose our time, and all be turned to barnacles or to apes with foreheads villainous low.
Monster, lay to your fingers. Help to bear this away where my hogshead of wine is, or I'll turn you out of my kingdom. Go to, carry this.
And this.
Aye, and this.
Hey, Martin! Hey!
Silver, there goes!
Silver! Silver!
Charge my goblins that they grind their joints with dry convulsions, shorten up their sinews with age and cramps, and more pinch-spotted make them than pard or cat of the mountain.
What they roar!
Let them be hunted soundly!
At this hour lies at my mercy all mine enemies. Shortly shall all my labours end, and thou shalt have the air at freedom. For a little follow, and do me service. Mm. Now does my project gather to a head. My charms crack not. My spirits obey, and time goes upright with his carriage. How is the day?
On the sixth hour, at which time, my lord, you said our work should cease.
I did say so, when first I raised the tempest. Say, my spirit, how fares the king and his followers?
Confined together, in the same fashion as you gave in charge, just as you left them, all prisoners, sir, in the Lime Grove, which were the friends yourself. They cannot budge till your release. The king, his brother, and yours abide all three distracted, and the remainder mourning over them, brimful of sorrow and dismay. But chiefly, him that you termed, sir, the good old Lord Gonzalo. His tears runs down his beard, like winter's drops from eaves of reeds. Your charm so strongly works him, that if you now beheld them, your affections would become tender.
Dost thou think so, spirit?
Mine would, sir, were I human.
And mine shall. As thou, which art but air, a touch, a feeling of their afflictions, and shall not myself, one of their kind, that relish all as sharp a passion as they, be kindlier moved than thou art? Though with their high wrongs I am struck to the quick, yet with my nobler reason, gainst my fury, do I take part. The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance. They being penitent, the sole drift of my purpose doth extend not a frown further. Go, release them, Ariel. My charms I'll break. Their senses I'll restore, and they shall be themselves.
I'll fetch them, sir.
Ye elves of hills, brooks, standing lakes, and groves, and ye that on the sands with printless foot do chase the ebbing Neptune, and do fly him when he comes back, you demi-puppets, that by moonshine do the green sour ringlets make, whereof the ewe not bites, and you, whose pastime is to make midnight mushrooms, that rejoice to hear the solemn curfew, by whose aid, weak masters though ye be, I have bedimmed the noontide sun, called forth the mutinous winds, and twixt the green sea and the azured vault, set roaring war. To the dread rattling thunder have I given fire, and rifted Jove's stout oak with his own bolt. The strong base promontory have I made shake, and by the spurs plucked up the pine and cedar. Graves at my command have waked their sleepers, oped and led them forth by my so potent art. But this rough magic I here abjure. And when I have required some heavenly music, which even now I do, to work mine end upon their senses that this airy charm is for, I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth, and deeper than did ever plummet sound, I'll drown my book. Best comforter to an unsettled fancy. Cure thy brains, now useless, boiled within thy skull. There stand, for you a spell stopped. Holy Gonzalo, honorable man. Mine eyes, even sociable to the show of thine, fall fellowly dropped.
The charm dissolves apace. And as the morning steals upon the night, melting the darkness, so their rising senses begin to chase the ignorant fumes that mantle their clearer reason. Oh, good Gonzalo, my true preserver, and a loyal sir to him thou followest, I will pay thy graces home both in word and deed. Most cruelly didst thou, Alonso, use me and my daughter. Thy brother was a furtherer in the act. Thou art pinched for it now, Sebastian. Flesh and blood, you, brother mine, that entertained ambition, expelled remorse and nature, who with Sebastian, whose inward pinches therefore are most strong, would here have killed your king. I do forgive thee, unnatural though thou art. Then understanding begins to swell, and the approaching tide will shortly fill the reasonable shore that now lies foul and muddy. Not one of them that yet looks on me or would know me.
Ariel, fetch me the hat and rapier in my cell. I will disguise me and myself present as I was some time. Milan, quickly, spirit, thou shalt ere long be free.
Slips bell I lie, there I crouch when owls do cry, on the bat's back I do fly, after summer merrily. Merrily, merrily shall I live now, under the blossom that hangs on the bough. Merrily, merrily shall I live now, under the blossom that hangs on the bough.
Why, that's my dainty Ariel. I shall miss thee, but yet thou shalt have freedom. So, to the king's ship. Invisible as thou art, there shalt thou find the mariners asleep under the hatches, the master and the boatswain being awake, and force them to this place. And presently, I prithee,
I drink the air before me and return, or ere your pulse twice beat.
All torment, trouble, wonder, and amazement inhabits here. Some heavenly power guide us out of this fearful country.
Behold, Sir King, the wronged Duke of Milan, Prospero. For more assurance that a living prince does now speak to thee, I embrace thy body, and to thee and thy company I bid a hearty welcome.
Whether thou beest he or no, or some enchanted trifle to abuse me, as late I have been, I not know. Thy pulse beats as of flesh and blood. And since I saw thee, the affliction of my mind amends, with which I fear a madness held me. This must crave, and if this be at all, a most strange story. Thy dukedom I resign, and do entreat thou pardon me my wrongs. But how should Prospero be living and be here?
First, noble friend, let me embrace thine age, whose honour cannot be measured or confined.
Whether this be or be not, I'll not swear.
You yet do taste some subtleties of the isle that will not let you believe things certain. Welcome, my friends all. But you, my brace of lords, were I so minded, I here could pluck his highness' frown upon you and justify you traitors. At this time, I'll tell no tales.
The devil speaks in him.
No, for you, most wicked sir, whom to call brother would even infect my mouth.
I do forgive thy rankest fault, all of them, and require my dukedom of thee, which perforce I know thou must restore.
If thou beest Prospero, give us particulars of thy preservation, how thou hast met us here, whom 3 hours since were wrecked upon this shore. Where I have lost, how sharp the point of this remembrance is, my dear son Ferdinand.
I woe for it, sir.
Irreparable is the loss, and patience says it is past her cure.
I rather think you have not sought her help, of whose soft grace, for the like loss, I have her sovereign aid, and rest myself content.
You, the like loss?
As great to me as late, and supportable to make the dear loss, have I means much weaker than you may call to comfort you, for I have lost my daughter.
A daughter? Oh, heavens, that they were living both in Naples, the king and queen there! That they were, I wish myself were muddied in that oozy bed where my son lies. When did you lose your daughter?
In this last tempest. I perceive these lords of this Incarta do so much admire that they devour their reason, and scarce think their eyes do offices of truth, their words unnatural breath. But howsoe'er you have been jostled from your senses, know for certain that I am Prospero, and that very duke which was set forth in Milan, who most strangely upon this shore where you were wrecked, was landed to be the lord on it. No more yet of this. For 'tis a chronicle of day by day, not a relation for a breakfast, nor befitting this first meeting. Welcome, sir. This cell's my court. Here have I few attendants and subjects, none abroad. Pray you, look in. My dukedom, since you have given me again, I will requite you with as good a thing. At least, bring forth a wonder to content you as much as me, my dukedom.
Sweet lord, you play me false.
No, my dearest love, I would not for the world.
Yes, for a score of kingdoms you should wrangle, and I would call it fair play.
If this prove a vision of the island, one dear son shall I twice lose.
A most high miracle.
Though the seas threaten, they are merciful. I've cursed them without cause.
Now all the blessings of a glad father compass thee about. Arise, and say how thou camest here.
Oh, wonder! How many goodly creatures are there here? How beauteous mankind is! Oh, brave new world that has such people in't.
'Tis new to thee.
What is this maid with whom thou wast at play? Your oldest acquaintance cannot be 3 hours. Is she the goddess that hath severed us and brought us thus together?
Sir, she is mortal, but by immortal providence she's mine. I chose her when I could not ask my father for his advice, nor thought I had one. She is daughter to this famous Duke of Milan, of whom so often I have heard renown, but never saw before, of whom I have received a second life, and second father this lady makes him to me.
I am hers. But oh, how oddly will it sound that I must ask my child forgiveness.
There, sir, stop. Let us not burden our remembrances with a heaviness that's gone.
I have inly wept, or should have spoke ere this. Look down, you gods, and on this couple drop a blessed crown, for it is you that have chalked forth the way which brought us hither.
I say amen, Gonzalo.
Was Milan thrust from Milan, that his issue should become kings of Naples? Oh, rejoice beyond a common joy, and set it down with gold on lasting pillars. In one voyage did Claribel, her husband, find at Tunis, and Ferdinand, her brother, found a wife, where he himself was lost, Prospero his dukedom in a poor isle, and all of us ourselves, when no man was his own.
Give me your hands. Let grief and sorrow still embrace his heart that doth not wish you joy.
Be it so. Amen.
Oh! Look, sir, look, here is more of us.
I prophesied if a gallows were on land, this fellow should not drown. Now, blasphemy, that swearest grace overboard, not an oath on shore. Hast thou no mouth by land? What is the news, bosun?
The best news is that we have safely found our king and company. The next, our ship, which but three glasses since we gave out split, is tight and yare and bravely rigged as when we first put out to sea.
Sir, all this service have I done since I went.
My tricksy spirit.
These are not natural events. They strengthen from strange to stranger. Say, how came you hither?
If I did think, sir, I were well awake, I'd strive to tell you. We were dead asleep, and how we know not, all clapped under hatches, where but even now with strange and several noises of roaring, shrieking, howling, jingling chains, and more diversity of sounds, all horrible, we were awaked, straightway at liberty, where we in all our trim freshly beheld our royal good and gallant ship, our master catering to ire. On a trice, sir, please you, even in a dream we were divided from them, and were brought moping hither.
Wast well done?
Bravely, my diligence. Thou shalt be free.
This is as strange a maze as e'er men trod. And there is in this business more than nature was ever conduct of. Some oracle must rectify our knowledge.
Sir, my liege, do not infest your mind with beating on the strangeness of this business. At picked leisure, which shall be shortly, single I'll resolve you, which to you shall seem probable of every these happened accidents. Till when, be cheerful, and think of each thing well. Come hither, spirit. Set Caliban and his companions free. Untie the spell.
How fares, my gracious sir? There are yet missing of your company some few odd lands that you remember not.
Every man shift for all the rest, and let no man take care for himself, for all is but fortune. Coragio, bully monster, coragio!
If these be true spies which I wear in my head, here's a goodly sight.
Oh, Setebos, these be brave spirits indeed. How fine my master is. I'm afraid he will chastise me.
What things are these, my Lord Antonio? Will money buy them?
Very like. One of them is a plain fish, and no doubt marketable.
Mark but the badges of these men, my lords, then say if they be true. This misshapen knave, his mother was a witch, and one so strong that could control the moon, make flows and ebbs, and deal in her command without her power. These three have robbed me, and this demi-devil, for he's a bastard one, had plotted with them to take my life. Two of these fellows you must know and own. This thing of darkness I acknowledge mine.
I shall be pinched to death.
Is not this Stefano, my drunken butler?
He is drunk now. Where had he wine?
And Trinculo is reeling ripe. Where should they find this grand liquor that hath gilded them? How camest thou in this pickle? I've been in such a pickle since I saw you last that I fear me will never out of my bones. I shall not fear fly-blowing.
Why, how now, Stefano?
Oh, touch me not. I am not Stefano, but a crab.
You'd be king of the isle, sirrah.
I should have been a sore one, then.
This is a stranger thing as e'er I looked on.
He is as disproportioned in his manners as in his shape. Go, sirrah, to my cell. Take with you your companions, as you look to have my pardon. Trim it handsomely.
Aye, that I will. And I will be wise hereafter, and seek for grace. What a thrice noble ass was I to take this drunkard for a god and worship this dull fool?
Oh, go to, away.
Hence, and bestow your luggage where you found it.
Or stole it, rather. Oh.
Sir, I invite your highness and your train to my poor cell, where you shall take your rest for this one night, which part of it I'll waste with such discourse as I not doubt shall make it go quick away. Story of my life.
and the particular accidents gone by since I came to this isle, and in the morn I'll bring you to your ship, and so to Naples, where I have hoped to see the nuptial of these our dear beloved solemnized, and thence retire me to my millen, where every third sword shall be my grave.
I long to hear the story of your life, which must take the ear strangely.
I'll deliver all, and promise you, calm seas, auspicious gales, and sail so expeditious that shall catch your royal fleet far off.
My Ariel, chick, that is thy charge. And to the elements be free, and fare thou well.
Please you, draw near. Now my charms are all o'erthrown, and what strength I have's mine own, which is most faint. That is true, I must be here confined by you, or sent to Naples. Let me not, since I have my dukedom got, and pardoned the deceiver, dwell in this bare island by your spell, but release me from my bands with the help of your good hands. Gentle breath of yours my sails must fill, or else my project fails, which was to please. Now I want spirits to enforce, art to enchant, and my ending is despair, unless I be relieved by prayer, which pierces so that it assaults mercy itself and frees all faults. As you from crimes would pardoned be, let your indulgence set me free.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.